You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And we don't just mean the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go paper-tarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out, the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
102.7 Kiss FM. It's time for Ryan's Roses. Dear Ryan and Sissany, my husband and my best friend have been spending way too much time together. All right, well, I don't need to know more. I can tell where we're going already. Diana Montebello, thanks for coming on. So you think that because your husband and you and your best friend have been spending time, that your husband's having an affair with your best friend?
Mm-hmm.
Is that where we're going here?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I talked to my best friend, and she denies that there's anything going on.
But it's got to be more than just the three of you hanging out. Have they been hanging out together, to your knowledge?
Yes. Yes. I believe they've
really?
Been spending way too much time together. It's him and her. They were spotted out to dinner recently, and a different friend of mine absolutely swears that she saw my husband's car at my best friend's house. So.
Okay.
Wait. To know that your husband and your best friend in your mind are doing this, what feelings do you have?
I really feel betrayed by both of them. Like, it's just not okay.
Do you have kids?
Absolutely not okay. Yeah, we have 3 kids. The oldest is 8 and the youngest is 5. So, I mean, I haven't. Obviously, I've been keeping this from the kids. You don't tell kids.
No,
of course. It's just such a violation if it's true on so many fronts.
Before we jump there, do you have an anniversary or, I don't know, like a birthday coming up? Maybe they're planning a surprise birthday party for you or something.
No. Nope. All the birthdays are, you know, earlier this year. There was one in April. There's one in February. I mean, so...
All right, listen, don't move. We have everything we need to know with Diana Montebello. Is her husband cheating on her with her best friend?
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
So let me get into it. We're in the middle of Ryan's Roses. Diana tells us that she thinks, based on what she's been told and what she's seen, that her best friend and her husband are together having an affair. And Diana, we are going to go now to see what we can find out. What's your best friend's name?
It's Jody.
All right. I need you to say, Ryan, you have my permission to call, and then your husband's name on Kiss FM. Go ahead.
You have my permission, Ryan, to call.
Okay. We're calling him now, and we're going to find out what's going on. Be very quiet until we tell him he's on the air, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Good luck.
And thank you.
Hello.
Hi, is this James?
This is James.
Hi, James. My name is Quinn. I'm calling from Star Flowers. How are you doing this morning?
I'm okay.
Star Flowers. We're actually a new flower shop here in Montebello on Wilcox near the LA Fitness in that shopping center right there. And we're offering local residents a promotion today. It's a free dozen red roses that you can send to anybody that you'd like. We do this about once a month, and we just hope that you return as a paying customer. But for today, they are absolutely free.
Is this like a scam?
It's a promotion that we do. We're trying to just get business and make you aware of our delivery service. So if there's anybody that you'd want to send a dozen red roses to, I just need the name of the person, and we can put a note on there, and they can get them as early as lunchtime today.
Wow. All right. I get it, I think. It seems like a decent idea. Sure. Yeah, I could send them. Are you ready? I'd like to send it to Jody, Jodie, I think.
And what would you like to put on the card?
I will never be able to repay you for the last 6 months. All my love, James.
All my love, James.
James, your voice is being broadcast on the radio. Your wife, Diana, is on the line.
What?
What is going on with you and Jody? Is that your wife's best friend, Jody?
I knew it.
I mean, best
I
friend?
I knew it. Yeah, I knew you and Jody were together. James, how could you do that to me?
Hold on. What is going on here?
That's exactly the question, James. How is it you're having an affair with your wife's best friend?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Did she didn't tell you? I'm sorry. My wife's best friend, that's hard. That's a hard quote to say, best friend. She's barely been her friend for the last 10 years.
Well, but what then? Well, who is she?
You're cheating on your wife regardless.
Look, yeah. No. She's
I want to hear
divorced.
The explanation.
We're
Hold
divorced.
On. Diana, are you married to this man on the phone?
We are divorced, but I didn't think that you would make the call if I told you that. I mean,
no,
I needed
you lie
to know
to
if
us?
My ex-husband was sleeping with my best friend.
But wait, James, when did you and Diana finalize your divorce?
This is insane. We've been divorced now. It's been almost a year.
Okay. And Jody, James, is that a friend of Diana's?
Well, yeah. We met like then through her.
Right. But you guys never messed around?
Not until we were separated. Not until Diana and I, you know, called it quits, you know, and that because for the kids.
I knew she was lying to me. I knew it.
Why are you lying?
I don't know.
No,
who's
no, no.
Wrong
I knew
here.
That Jody was lying to me. She swore that you guys didn't have a thing going. I mean, knew it. I
Everybody's got a little bit of wrong going on here. James with your friend, even after divorce, I don't love it. Diana not telling us that you guys are divorced. I don't love it. I don't love any of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. We started talking, and none of it was inappropriate. Diana and I were over.
What about the last 6 months? Why are you not going to be able to repay her for the last 6 months?
Yeah.
It's been
Why?
Really hard, Diana, and she's gotten me through this. You've been really difficult, okay? And I need you to leave her alone. Leave me alone, you know? This isn't appropriate.
You know what? We're done here.
All right. Diana and James, we are going to let you both go. So... Okay, fair, Diana. Not fair, Diana, but fair, Diana. We wouldn't have made the call if you said you were divorced.
I feel like, you know what? She should have been honest with us, and maybe we would have.
Well, but still, do we know that James didn't mess around with Jody while they were married?
I'm sure he's lying.